Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Hospital and Clinics dietitian Hannah Ostrander to talk about Diabetes Awareness Month. Tell us about National Diabetes Awareness Month. How important is it for people to be aware of the different types of diabetes?
Well, you know, National Diabetes Awareness Month is great because there's a lot of diabetics that go undiagnosed every year, or people who have been diagnosed maybe aren't taking the steps to better their diabetes or blood sugar control, and they don't know, you know, how prevalent it is and that this is a real disease and it can progress and into other things or cause other comorbidities that are obviously not desirable. So it's good for people to be aware and that it is a real thing and it's highly prevalent, and that we want people to, you know, get checked and make sure that they're taking the steps to better their health.
Let's go ahead and talk about the two different types of diabetes, starting with the one that's probably, I guess, more prevalent and more common, but also the one that is easily more manageable, type 2 diabetes. How does a person get diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and what are some steps that can help people prevent them from getting that?
Okay, so if you think that, you know, you have type 2 diabetes, or if your physician says that you have type 2 diabetes, they do a blood test, and they test the amount of sugar in your blood. So everyone has sugar in their blood, and there's a normal level, and when that level is high for an extended period of time, you can take a blood test called the hemoglobin A1C. And what that is testing is just your blood sugars over the past 3 months, and that will say, you know, how controlled your sugars are. Also, a lot of times people are diagnosed just by a fasting blood glucose. That would be something that you haven't eaten for 8 to 10 hours, you know, in the morning. If you had a doctor's appointment in the morning, they'll test your blood sugar, and if it's higher than the normal value, that can indicate diabetes. And then they can also do a 2-hour postprandial glucose test, is where you eat something, you eat some sugar, and then they test your blood sugar 2 hours later. And all of these different tests, blood tests, have certain parameters where they have a normal value, and then if your blood test is elevated, that'll indicate, you know, if you have diabetes or pre-diabetes and kind of where you're at with that.
Now, when it comes to type 1 diabetes, that's a little bit different, isn't it?
Yes. Type 1 diabetes, there's different signs and symptoms of how we get that diagnosed, and the patient will be experiencing different things, and that will kind of give the physician a cue that they might have type 1 diabetes. It's not just blood sugar tests necessarily. There's other parameters for that one, yeah.
Now, when it comes to dealing with diabetes, a lot of it has to do with diet, with portion control, different things like that. What are some steps that people that either have been diagnosed or are on the borderline of, I know people that are on the borderline of possibly becoming a type 2 diabetic, what are some ways that they can watch, I guess, what they eat or watch what they intake into their body to help prevent them from getting to that point?
An easy thing for diet is just to take a look at your plate. You know, oftentimes we use the My Plate method or just the plate method. And if you're looking at a 10-inch plate or a normal dinner plate, the best thing to do is try to create half of that plate to be colorful. And that would be, you know, fruits and vegetables, your non-starchy vegetables particularly. So your starchy vegetables would be your potato, corn, and peas. So any of those other vegetables are great for anybody, but especially people with diabetes. And so we try to fill up half of our plate with those non-starchy vegetables and make that really colorful. The other half you can kind of leave for your meat or your protein, and then the other, your starch or pasta, potato, corn, whatever else you have with your meal. So we kind of divide that plate up that way. Another thing to do is try to be as physically active as you can. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to exercise or go to the gym to be physically active. You can do little things either at work or throughout your day just to keep your legs moving, and that can help with your blood sugar controls and help your body be more susceptible to maintaining those blood sugars at a healthy range.
Where can people find out more information in regards to diabetes and National Diabetes Awareness Month?
You can talk to your local provider, your primary care physician, about there is a diabetes educator in your area or someone that you can meet with. Otherwise, you can go online if you have internet access to the American Diabetes Association. They have a lot of information about diabetes, recipes, different ways to cope with diabetes. If you don't have the internet, you can also, like I said, call your primary care physician and they'll hook you up with someone who can talk to you about that.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to Knoxville Hospital and Clinic's dietitian, Hannah Ostrander, for joining us on the program. Be sure to stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.